Okay, today is Daf Vav. We are on Daf Hey Amid Beis. We are up to, so we just said that according to Rav Yehuda, who held that an Amma is only 5 Tvachim, you cannot learn out 10 Tvachim of a Sukkah from the Aron or the Mishkan, because the numbers don't fit. Because if each Amma is only 5 Tvachim, then the Aron was only 8.5 Tvachim, which would mean that 8.5? That means there's 11, 8.5, 9.5. 11 and a half gap between the end of the Aron and the ceiling. No. An 11.5 Tefach gap between the end of the Aron and a third of the ceiling. Right? And if we said that it's modeled after the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Kapores was a third, so you get to the roof, then so too, the same thing would be by the Mishkan, and there's no such thing, then the minimum share of a Sukkah is 11.5 Tvachim, no such thing like that, therefore there can't be the Makar. So the Gemara answered, you're right, the Makar is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. That's the Makar. Why?
I know.
Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Now the Gemara said, Shiurim, Mechitza and Chatzitza are all Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Now the Gemara asks, Shiurim Doraisa Ninu. What are you talking about? Shiurim are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. They're Doraisa. How are they Doraisa? The Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Eretz, a land, Chita of wheat, Usaora and barley, V'gefen and grapes, V'te'ena and figs, V'rimon, pomegranates, Eretz, a land, Zayis Shemen, olive oil, Udvash, and honey. What's Dvash? Dates. We're going to see in a minute it's dates, right? Omer of Chanin, Kol HaPasuk Hazeh, L'Shiurim Nemar. This whole Pasuk is said to teach you Shiurim. Why is it all said to teach you Shiurim? Right? The reason is because it said a few psukim before that the Aretz is lo sachzer kolba. It's lacking in nothing. So I have to go tell me it has this, and it has this, and it has this. You tell me, it's lacking in nothing. So all these are, the whole pasuk is extra. So the whole pasuk is extra, we're going to learn shiurim. What kind of shiurim? Here we go. We're going to do each one now. Chita, what's wheat? Lebeis hamenuga, for a house that has tzaras. What does that mean? Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hanichnas lebeis hamenuga. If somebody walks into a house that has tzaras, so if that happens, v'kelev al ksefav, and your clothing are on your shoulder. V'sandalav v'taba'osav biyado, and your shoes and your ring is in your hand. In other words, you're not wearing the clothing. You're not wearing it. Then you know what? Hu v'hein tamei miyad. You and the kelim, whatever you're carrying, become tamei immediately. This is a very funny halacha. It's not, you don't become tamei from ohel. It's not tumas ohel. It's a special thing by tumas tzaras of houses. When you walk into the house, you become tamei. You become tamei immediately. However, haya, now we go to vav. Haya, lavush kelav v'sandalav. Haya lavush kelav, thank you. If you're wearing clothing, v'sandalav v'raglav, and you have feet, shoes on your feet, v'tabaosav v'etzbaosav, and you have rings on your fingers, like a normal person, hu tamei miyad, you become tamei immediately. However, v'hein, the clothing, tahorin, they remain tahar, ad sheyishe b'chtei achilas pras. Until you remain there, the amount of time it takes to eat achilas pras. What's achilas pras? A half a loaf, and by the way, paschitin v'lo pasaorin. Wheat and not barley. Wheat you can eat faster than barley. Wheat and not barley. That's the shear of how long it takes, of how long you have to remain in the house for the clothing you're wearing to become tummy. So if you walk in and you walk out a second later, you're tummy. Your clothing are not tummy. Are they tummy because they're touching you? I don't know. But they're not tummy. Whatever tummy you get from walking into a house of tzaras, they're not tummy. You are. Where'd that shear come from? So, That's what the Gemara derives. This is a Daraisa. The Gemara calls this Shurma Daraisa. How's this a Daraisa? It says the word Chita. We're making a whole drasha here, what it really means. The Gemara's going to answer that question.
That whole pasuk is, we know that it means Shurma because of the Lachmash
Mesina. Exactly. The Gemara's going to give that answer. Exactly. But
yeah, the same spot.
Right.
He didn't tell you how long it was process. That would be the shear.
But we all went, we said, there's never a shear of time in Shas. There's never such a thing.
They didn't have clocks.
They didn't
have
clocks.
Right.
So, oh, Shabbos is over, 50 minutes, nothing like that. When Shabbos is over, when you see three stars. How much, right? All shiurim are not, when can you say Shacharis? When you can recognize your friend. They're all shiurim like.
But when you're saying a shiur pita,
right?
What we're saying is that we're trying to define here, do you think that you're
so it's a half
an item?
It's a half, so it's.
And you're not defining an item, you're defining
the shiur. No, the shiur of how long you have to remain in a house with Tzaras is the time it takes to eat bread made from wheat. Not made from barley, not made from rice, wheat. That's the shear. It's a very unique shear, but that's the shear. How long is that? So everybody knows. It's anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes. Right? 2 to 9 minutes. Anywhere. The most machmir is 2 minutes. The most makel is 9 minutes. Right? Rav Shlomo Zalman said by Pesach, he said, it's a normal eating. So if you have to stuff your face and eat like a pig to get that matzah down in a minute, that's not a chilah. There's no shear like that. There can't be a shear. We have to act like a crazy person. Can't be a shear like that. The Torah didn't require that of you. Normal person. So you don't have to talk in the middle and have comments. How long will it take you to eat a half a loaf? So whatever, it's a few minutes. It's a few minutes. It's a funny thing because the pasuk says over there, Gesundheit, it says, V'hashochev babayis, Yichab. This is by the Tachas Taras. V'hashochev babayis, Yichabet es begadav. V'ha'ochel babayis, Yichabet es begadav. So for some reason, that's why the eating here is not a kezayis. Because it sticks in the word v'hashochev, and you're reclining. What do I mean you're reclining? A different kind of suda, right? So it's a different shear. It's not an achil, it's not a kezayis. This is the shear. By the way, mesav. Now the Gemara continues. Mesav, you're reclining. V'ochel b'lifton, and you're eating it with some relish, with some dip. In other words, a nice, healthy eating. Next, se'ora, what is barley? Ditnan, etzem kise'ora. If you have a bone of a human being, which is metame, how big does that bone have to be? The size of a barley, metame b'maga, it's tame if you touch it. If it's smaller than that, it's not tame if you touch it. B'maga, ubamasa, if you carry it. V'eino metame b'ol, but it's not metame b'ol, it's too small. Okay, gefen, what about grapes? Kidei revius yayin lenazir. It's a revius of wine for a nazir. What about a nazir? What would I say? Oh, it's a revius of wine that a nazir is not allowed to drink. That's the shear of how much a nazir is not allowed to drink. It's a revius of wine. Right? That's not what Rashi says. Let's look at this Rashi inside. It's a little down where we are. It's actually almost where the lines start to get wide. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but he's explaining what this means. Kedei revius yayin bishar isure nazir. Regarding other isurim of nazir. Why Rashi has to say this, I don't know. Regarding other isurim, because then he could ask, why is the shear of revius? Everything's a revius. How much you have to drink for kiddush is a revius, and how much for dalad kosos maybe is a revius. A lot of things are revius. So are you picking dafka the nazir? So Rashi says it's not about how much wine another has to drink. It's not what it's about. Bishar isurei nazir, with other isurim of nazir. What does that mean? The ikulaman de amav b'mesechlas nazir. The someone who says the chartanim. What is chartanim? What? The peels or the pits, other things of grapes. Vilulavin and the bark, right? Va'olin and the leaves. This also you're not allowed to eat. Another's not allowed to eat. And all that mitzdarfin l'shir revius yayin. What's the shear? You're not allowed to eat the leaves and the pits. It's also a revius. How do you have a revius by salads? Right? How do you do that? So, displacement. She'im yitneim lakos mala yayin. If you take these leaves and these pits and you put them in a cup full of wine, ad she'yete mimenu revius yayin. The shear is when a revius of wine will get spilled out of the cup into a different cup. That's displacement. That's the shear of how much of these other things another is not allowed to eat. These other grape products. Shve'ena dome ha'mishar b'kos mole mayim l'mishar b'yayin. And you can't even compare the displacement of water to the displacement of wine. Rashi was a winemaker, so he knew this. Why? Mishum d'yayin of who? Yayin is very thick. Ve'ena m'maher latte. It doesn't go out so fast. It's much thicker. It has much, right? The Ela Nivrat. I don't know what the word Nivrat means. It must be some kind of slowness, right? Vinigadesh al Svas HaKos. And it remains heaping on the sides of the cup. Yoser min amayim. More than water. So that's the shear for the grapes. It's a revius, not for drinking wine. For everything else about wine. Eating products, right? Okay? I always wondered, that's probably why the wine is called Rashi wine, right? Because Rashi was a winemaker, right? It's like, how did it happen that wines have the names of Rishonim, right? There's the Barbanel wine, the Bartanur, they have Rambam wine. Where the hell did that happen? Could you imagine if they had Rambam potato chips? Just think about that. Huh? I know, but if they made that, they put that in Cherem. If they made Rambam potato chips, with a picture of the Rambam on the potato chip bag, could you just imagine that? When it comes to wine, it's okay. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. I think there is wine by wine, no? No? The Barbanel, they for sure have. Yeah. What other Rishonim do they have?
The Barbanel, they have. Huh? The wine is run by the
center. Yeah, Barbanel is a...
And Bartanura.
And what else? Barbanel is the family that's running the wine right now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's not named after Badafka the Barbanel.
I believe they are the
sons. They are the sons.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay, very interesting. Okay. Anyway, that's just a side rant. Anyway, to Aina.
He's running space on as he added has a winery on the side.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, next. To Aina. What's to Aina? A fig. Kigrogris lahotzas Shabbos. It's the size of a grogris, how much, that's a dried fig, how much you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. That's the shear for carrying on Shabbos. Why? That's considered a shear chashuv. That's for, we're going to spend a long time on Shabbos. Everything has a different shear, but for food, it's a grogris. Next, Rimon, Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, kol kli balabatim, any kli that is not for use in a store. If it's used in a store, if it has a hole in it, you can't use it. Or for sale, baskets, right. But if it's in your house, so, and Rashi explained, let's say you have a kli in your house, a big kli, and it has a little hole in it. So what do? So you fill, use it, you had sunflower seeds in there. You had garinim in there. But the hole got a little hole. So now what are you going to put in there? You'll put in grapes. The hole got a little bigger. You'll put in apples. The hole got a little bigger. You'll put in pomegranate. What if the hole's so big that a pomegranate will fall out? You throw it out. So what if it's tummy? And if the hole is that big, the tummy went away. Why? Because you can't use this kli anymore. Right? So, Ditnan, kol kli balabatim, shiurin kirimonim. And we always ask this question, and now I have an answer, because the Masifta quoted the Chazon Ish. And what if you use it for something bigger than a pomegranate? You keep watermelons in, it's a massive thing. And it's a whole size, big deal. So I put melons in here, and that's a bigger. So the Chazon Ish says, im hayam yuchel ledvarim gedolim yoser mirimonim. If it's used for something bigger than rimonim, v'nikev kimotzi rimon, and now it has a whole the size of a rimon. Doesn't matter to me. I put things in there bigger. In klal b'davar, there's no rule. The Chacham never gave a rule. Ella talo im batel mehem shame kli b'das b'nei adam. Would more normal people say this kli's garbage now, right? Umasar hadavar lecharat chachamim shebechal dar v'dar. In each generation, you have to decide, right? There are some places, some people. So in other words, it depends. In other words, maybe it would be a different halacha on Big Kalim. In those days, it didn't come up. Says the Chazon Ish, if it comes up, it comes up. There's no tum anyway. It's not an issue. But theoretically, so it doesn't necessarily have to be, you're stuck with that kli. You're stuck with that shear. Next, Eretz Zayis Shemen. Eretz, the land, Shekal Shiureha Bikizesim. All shiurim are with the kezayis, right? Right? Says the Pnei Yeshua, since the Kezayas is the most common shear of all shiurim, it's the most common shear, that's why it says the word Eretz again, like to give chashivas to the Kezayas. So the Gemara says, Kol shiur is a Kezayitach? Every shear is a Kezayas? Ha'ikahani damrin, we just said a bunch of not a Kezayas. You're right. Ela ema rov shiureha the Kezayasim. Most shiurim are a Kezayas. What's most shiurim? Says Rashi on the bottom. Mace, right? The how big of a busser mace, nevela, iser of busser of a nevela, chalev, how much chalev you're not allowed to eat, dam, how much dam you're not allowed to drink, right? The Rambam says, why is the shear of a mace a kezayis? So the Rambam says something fascinating. Ready for this one? Shetchilas briyaso shel adam bekezayis. The beginning of your formation is a kezayis. What does that mean? I don't know. The Rambam says. He says it in Hilchos Tumas Meis. Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The next one on this list is in Rashi, is Dam. So everyone asks, the Dam is a liquid. How can it be a kezayis? So there's two answers to that. Either the volume. And the reason why it's a kezayis is because it says losochel, use a lashon achila for Dam. Right, so it says the word lashon achila for dam, it gets a shear for a solid, or we're talking about a case where it's hardened. So whatever shear it is, when it's hard, when it congeals, and it's a kezayis, that's the amount you're not allowed to drink either. Okay, that's the next thing on the list. Then what else? Pigle, noser, tame, gid hanasha. Right. There's a sefer called Beis Sha'arim who wants to know. So why didn't Rashi say anything nice on this list that the shear of Achilas Matzah is a Kezayit, and Achilas Moror is a Kezayit, and Achil... doesn't answer it. Like Rashi only picks the negative things, right? But Aseh is also a Kezayit.
Well, because Kezayit's a Matzah, then it isn't
Kezayit.
A Matzah's not
Kezayit. Well, he doesn't want to
say that.
Right. Right. You shouldn't eat a Kezayit of Karpas because... you have bracha chonah shaylos to give you a minuscule amount. When it comes to matzah, you have to eat for 20 minutes. Right? Okay. What else? Yeah. Dvash. What's dvash? Dvash, we said it's dates. How do you know it's dates? Says Rashi over here, dvash, kol minei mesika keruyin dvash. Anything sweet is called dvash. And by the way, Utmarim mine mesikahin. And dates are sweet. Right? Dates are sweet. Yes, the Chassam Sofer. What kind of answer is that? What kind of thing is that? Anything sweet is called dvash. And by the way, dates are also sweet. And what about honey? What about candy? It's also sweet. What about oranges? Oranges are also sweet. Who said it's dates? So the Chassam Sofer says something brilliant. He says, we know that anything closer to the word aretz, it's more chashuv. Dvash is second away from the second aretz. Gefen is third away from the first aretz. So whatever dvash is, has to be better than gefen. Right? Because it's one, it's closer. Right? So it has to be better. And there's a Gemara in Brachos that says that nothing is, that dates are better than sweeter than grapes. So if dates are sweeter than grapes, and it's more, has to be dates. What else could it be? We don't know that oranges are sweeter than grapes. We don't know that. So it has to be dates.
I was just wondering what was most common way of making honey
nowadays. Right.
Which one is called three ones away?
Grapes. It's three away from the first orange.
Yeah, but it's two away from the second.
What?
Two away from the second.
What do you mean two away from the second?
The second one. Yeah.
That's going backwards. You're going backwards. You can't go backwards. Go forward. It says... what does the pasuk say again? Eretz. Where am I? Eretz chita seora gefen. Third away. Then it says Eretz again, zayit shemen udvash. The second one away. So it has to be better.
Go two more words, you get Eretz.
So it has to be better. So what's better than grapes? Oh, we know. Right.
Until you do.
Okay. So anyway, what do you learn from date? Hakosevus hakas to be Yom Kippurim. That's the shear you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Alma, what do you see from here? Daraisa ninhu. These are Daraisa. So the Gemara answers,
As opposed to Lachol Mishrusim, which is what?
Which is right, which is what, exactly. So, Vitisbra Shir Miksivi, these Shir are not written in the Torah. Ella rather, halachas aninu. These are it's all halachah l'moshe mitzinai. V'kras machta ba'almahu. These are just a smachta. Just a smachta. By the way, the Hagos Mahar Tzach asks the following question, doesn't answer it. We just showed, the Gemara said, so you see the Shema Daraisa. So I would answer, you know what? You're right. Everything on this list is Daraisa. And there are so many shiurim that are not on this list. And those are taka halacha l'moshe mitzinai. You can resolve the question. What's on the list? What's allowed on the list? A beitza, a dosha, a gris, a tefach, an ama. None of these are on the list. None of these are mentioned. Those are all halacha l'moshe. These, you're right, are the raisa, and those are all halacha l'moshe mitzinai. And he doesn't answer the question. It's a very good question. But because the answer is, the whole thing the Gemara knew, the Gemara does that. It'll go through an exercise knowing what the answer is going to be. Right? It's such an obvious answer. These are not Doraisas. It says the word Chito, and we learned that. That's such a drasha. That can't be. Okay.
What does that look like? What is that considered?
It's a very good question what it means. So the Rambam has the Rambam's very big with this because he always categorizes everything. He always categorizes everything. Can you get an onish for violating halacha l'moshe mitzinai? The Rambam is very big with that. Can you get an onish for that? So let's say you do one of these things. Well, we know you'd get an onish for eating on Kippur, right? The shear and carrying on Shabbos, you get an onish, right? You know, so it's a whole. You can spend the Shavuos. That's a Shavuos night topic. What is halacha l'moshe mitzinai, right? By the way, what is an asmachta? What is an asmachta? So there's two types of asmachtas. There's an asmachta where Hashem, the Torah, clued you in on an asmachta. Like this one. You read that pasuk, the Torah said the shear is this for this, and that the shear is that for that, and the shear is that for... The Torah did that. Hashem did that. And then they have asmachtas where the Rabbanon do that. We always say that. The Rabbanon, it's a din the Rabbanon, and there's cross and asmachta. What does that mean? The Rabbanon made a din, Whatever reason, whatever Torah they made a gzeira, and they threw it into some pasuk. Sometimes the pasuk's even in Navi, right? And they threw it on a pasuk. When you're being ma'av sedra, you're learning that pasuk. Oh, right, the rabbis made over here from Deita, right? The two different asmachtas based on the same word asmachta, two totally different things. Okay.
I also thought it was just good for
Dvar
Torah.
What?
It's good for
Dvar Torah. Exactly. Okay, next. Chatzitzin. Doraisa ninu. A chatzitza doraisa. We said, chatzitza not halacha l'moshe mitzinai. What does a chatzitza mean? When you go to the mikvah, all the water has touched all your body. Chatzitza doraisa ninu. It says, v'rachas es pesaro b'mayim, sholi heidav v'chotze it's beino l'bein amayim. You can't have a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, no. Ki asa hilchasa l'sairo. The hilchasa, halacha l'moshe mitzinai, is coming to teach you about your hair. Right? Of course. We know that it's a din d'oraisa. You can't go into the mikvah wearing clothing. You can't do that. It's a chatzitza. What about your hair? That's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Why? K'drabba bar barchana. Don't rabba barchana. Nima achas kishura chatzetzetz. One hair is chotzetz. One knot. Shalosh ena chatzetzetz. Three is knot. The thinking is because if you're making three knots, one on top of the other, they're not strong. And therefore, the water gets in. It's not a chatzitza. Shtayim any idea. Two, I don't know. So the Gemara, that's a side point. So the Gemara says, Sairo nami daraisa ninu. What kind of answer is that? That the hair is also, daraisa. Why? The chziv says, Vrachas es besaro bavayim. S, hatafel le besaro. The S says, what's subordinate to your body? What is that? Well, my niu, Sairo, it's hair. So, anyways, what's halacha l'moshe mitzinai coming along? So the Gemara says, Kiyatze hilchatzel le kidrav Yitzchak. A whole long thing now. Which is, we all know this Gemara, it's very easy. The Amr of Yitzchak, Dvar Torah. It's a Dvar Torah, says Rashi. Halacha l'moshe mitzinai. It's a halacha l'moshe mitzinai that Ruba u'makbid alav chotzeitz. Minat Torah. The only time something is a chatzitza is if it's rov on your body and it's makbid. Okay? It means objective makbid. Nobody takes a bath wearing their clothing. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. So if you're wearing your clothing and it's rove of your body, it's a chatzitza, minat Torah. V'she'eino makbid alav? What if you're not makbid? What if you're wearing, I don't know, you have to think of a case like that. Ain't a chotzeitz. It's not. However, the gazru al rubo she'eno makbid mishum rubo hamakbid. The chachamim made a gzera on rov that's not makbid because of rov that is makbid. So asks the, who is this? Asks the achronim, so 1 second. If it's rov, but you're not makbid, and the chachamim came along and said, no, we're going to treat that as also a problem, then by definition, you're makbid. Right? Because it's not a good tevila. Right? You hear the question? So by definition, you're makbid. So every darabana now turns into a daraisa. So he answers, no. The fact, the answer is, the Evan Yisrael gives this answer. The fact that you're not makbid because of the rabbis made a rule doesn't turn into makbid. It's an outside reason why you're makbid now. You're makbid because the rabbis are breathing down my neck. Be'etzem, I don't care. Be'etzem, I'm not makbid. The fact that there's a halachic requirement that I'm makbid doesn't turn it into makbid. Okay? V'al miyuto ha-makbid. What if it's a miyut, but you're makbid? So Minotaur, it's also okay. I have a band-aid on my finger. And it really bothers me. I really don't want it. It's really makbid about it. So Minotaur, that's okay. So because it's the minority of the body. But the Chacham came along and said, no, that's also a problem. If you have a band-aid and you're makbid, it's a problem. Right? Mishum rubo ha-makbid. Atu, rubo, and makbid. V'ligzer nami, so the Gemara says, make it same thing zera. Al miyuto she'enu makbid. How about a miyut that you're not makbid about? It's a band-aid on your pinky and you're not makbid. Mishum miyuto de makbid. Atu that. O inami, or mishum rubo she'enu makbid. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ha-gufa gzera. If it's a bandit on your finger and you're not makbid, if it's a bandit on your finger and you're makbid, what do we say? It's a problem. Why? Gzera. Now if it's a bandit on your finger and you're not makbid, we should say that's also a problem, right? Ha, hagifu gzera va'anan nikum gzera v'nigzar gzera l'gzera. We're gonna make a gzera on top of that. The bandit on your finger itself is a gzera if you're makbid. Now to make a gzera that even if you're not makbid, that's a double zero. That we don't do, and that's why it's okay. I know, what do you do about people that women especially, women have a chiyuv to go to the mikveh still, men don't, and they left a bandit on their finger. So, and they're not makbid about that, because most people are not. Or they forgot to take off their toe polish. What do you do in such a case? You have to go ask a shiloh. Okay? Because we're very makbid when it comes to hilchasida, it's a kares issue. But in theory, it should be that if you're not makbid, and it's a miyud, it should be okay. It should be okay. Again, how this works out, Allah Almighty, you have to go ask. Next, mechitzin. What about mechitza?
What does that mean to be
makbid? That's a good question. What does that mean to be makbid?
The rope people, is you.
Right.
Wouldn't do it.
What does it mean that you don't want on your body? That
so I once heard Rabbi Reisen once gave a shir. He once gave a nida shir, and a woman called up and said she went to the mikvah, and she forgot that she had toe polish, and she forgot to remove it. So he asked her, like, why do you have toe polish? Like, she doesn't wear exposed toes, so why does she have toe polish? So she said, no, the reason I had toe polish was because I wanted to see how it looked, you know, contrasted to my body. Like a test. I didn't want to use my fingers. So I put it on my toe to see how the color would look to the rest of my body. That's what I did it for. And then I forgot about it. I came back from the mikvah, I remembered. So he said, it's okay. Because that's a case of miyut she'eino makbid. It was only done, she didn't do it for look. Like she's going to the beach and she wants to look good with her toes. That's not what it was. So you have to figure out exactly what does it mean makbid, right? That's a big question. It's hard to say, a woman goes with nail polish, I'm not makbid. What do you mean you're not makbid? Why are you wearing it?
Right.
Hard to say that, right? So that was a case where he found a case where it was miyut she'eino makbid. It was mama she'eino makbid. Once she saw the color, it was not makbid about it. Interesting is I saw that's a very good you know, that's why that's one of his greatness of Horizon, he uses such good examples.
He's probably like,
what? You're going to the beach? No, I just want to see what it looks like. Right. Anyway, mechitzin. What are mechitzes? That we said before, it's halacha l'moshe mitzin, hadamaran. We just said that already. Right? That's how we knew that 10 tvachim. We said it's halacha l'moshe mitzin. Now, that's Hanichel Rabbi Yehuda. That was good according to Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir, that what? According to Rabbi Meir, that Mayakal Meimar. Right? What was the question? According to Meir, who holds that Ama six Tvachim, I don't need Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to learn Mechitza. I could learn it out from logic. Right? I knew that it's six Tvachim, and that means that the Aron was 10 Tvachim tall, and Hashem doesn't come below. I have a whole Makar for that. And it's the same size as the Beis HaMikdash, a third, what we did yesterday. So I don't need Halacha L'Moshe Misinai for that. For the Mechitza. I know it already. So what does Halacha L'Moshe Misinai come to do with Mechitzas? So the Gemara says, Michael Amemar, Kiyasi Hilchasa, yeah, the other things about Mechitzas. Good, Lovud, Dofen Akuma, our Lovud means less than three, we make it, we pretend, good, also pretending, all these pretend, Dofen Akuma is also pretending, all these virtual pretending ways to make walls bigger and smaller, that's all Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. If something has to be, and ten tefachim long, a wall has to be 10 tefachim long, let's say, and it's 8 tefachim long. Don't worry about it. It's less than 3. It's okay. Why is that okay? We would never say that about a Torah. It's only missing one letter. It's okay. I would never say such a thing. Sakamai Sukkah, you can Sakamai Mechitzah, you can say such a thing. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai says you can say such a thing. Interesting. Okay. Now, V'she'ein lo shalosh tefanos. If he doesn't have three walls, so we said if a sukkah has to have three walls. The truth is, Tanar Rabbanan, really, Shtayim Kehilchasan, two, you need two good walls. V'shlish is afilu tefach. The third wall could even be a tefach. Tomorrow, your head's going to spin, as the daf is going to be about, let's say you have two walls, but they're not connected, it's not like an L shape. Rather, it's like two train tracks. Where's that third wall have to be now? But tomorrow's daf. If it's an L shape, and even if it's an L shape, where does the third wall have to be? That little tefach part. Let's say you have an L shape of two walls, and where does the third wall have to be? Does it have to be connecting the other two walls? Can it be wherever you want? That's tomorrow. You need a picture book tomorrow. The article doesn't have pictures. A picture book would really help tomorrow. There must be 20 pictures tomorrow. Yeah, excellent. Anyway, so that's the first shita. Reb Shimon Omer, Shlosha Kilchasan, V'Revias Afilu Tefach. Shloshes kilchasan, three have to be kilchasan, and the fourth one could be a tefach. Now, what's this machlokas about? The Maika Miflagi, what's this machlokas about? There are four answers, what this machlokas about, and all four answers are really the same answer. Like this. In the parasha of Sukkot, it says the word Sukkot three times. It says, Basukkos teshvu shivas yamim, yeshvu basukkos, laman yedu dorosechem ki basukkos hashati. It says the word Sukkot three times. Two of the three times, the word sukkos is without a vav, and one time it's with a vav. Okay? So, if it's without a vav, now, there are two ways you can darshan the Torah. There's something called yesh eim lemikra and yesh eim lemesora. Yesh eim lemikra is, how do you read it? So you read it, sukkos, sukkos, and sukkos. Each one of those words, I don't care how it's spelled, each one of those words is mashma, plural. They're only spelled in singular. It doesn't matter. We go by how we read it. We read it sukkos. A sukkos. Plural. That's six. Two, two, two. If you go by yeshem lemesora, you don't go by how you read it. You go by how it's written. It's written twice in singular. Sukkas. And once in plural. Which is four. So it's either four or six. How does this work out? B'mai kamiflagi, rabbanan savri, yeshem lemesoras. Why is it called Yesh Eim Lemesoras as opposed to, we have what's called the Binyan Av. That's called the Binyan Av. This is Yesh Eim, this is the mother. So, who said this? One of the Mefarshim point out that a Binyan Av is to learn another halacha. You want to learn A and B. That's a father. That's like a much more higher level of a drasha. Here, it's only within the world of Sukkah. What's the story with Hilcha Sukkah? Well, I can yesh ein lemikra, yesh ein lemesora. There's two ways to figure it out. It's only in its own world. It's like a lower level of drasha, because it's not darshaning other things. Just sukkah, that's called an aim. Don't say that aim is less. It's a different aim. It's interesting. Okay. Anyway, yesh ein lemesoras. Therefore, what? And Rav Shimon Savar yesh ein lemikra. Rabbanan Savar yesh ein lemesoras. That's basukas, basukas, basukos. Right? Which is? Now, we can just stop right here. We have to learn this Tosfos over here. You see Rav Shimon? Tosfos Rav Shimon? We've got to learn like five lines of it. It's very important what Tosfos says. Kula Mode, everybody agreed. The Darshina Mikra Umasaurus. We darshan both. There's no dispute about that. We darshan both. That's what Shas is all about. Right? The Lo Alchinam Nichtav Kain. Not for nothing is it written, the Torah is written a certain way. The interesting line. The Lo Alchinam Nichtav Kain. Not for nothing is it written like this. Of course we darshan both. Ella, Bimilsa de Machachishia Dodi. Ah, where they conflict. Where the Mesorah and the Mikra conflict. Which one wins? That's what we're talking about. Of course we darshan that, we darshan that. That's all. So I thought that was important. The only question is, when they conflict. Then you have a shayla, okay, which one rule, which one wins?
That's not like the Tzukims, their philosophy. They agree with the Joshes, unless it conflicts with the Joshes.
Right. So here they conflict with each other.
Right.
They conflict with each other. Right? So you have 2, 1, and 1 is 4. Harei Karnar, but that's 4. Dal Chai Ligufayhu. One has to be removed to teach me the Etzem Din. That what? That there's such a thing as a Sukkah. Pashiluhu Tlatsa. You have 3 left. Shtayim Kil Chasan. 2 have to be right. The Asa Hilchitza, and at Allah Chalam Shusid, it comes along. The Garasa Lishlishis, it reduces the third wall. The Ukmei Atefach. It says it only has to be a Tefach. Why does the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah do that? That's what Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah is. This is what it is. There's no questioning. There's no tumult. There's no hacking. That's what it is. The Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah, I said, that tefillin has to be black. Why? There's no answer for that. That's what it is. The word reduces a wall. Each word corresponds to a wall. So there are 4 words.
Three words,
but 4 sukkahs.
Right.
1 to tell you such a thing as a sukkah. 3 left. 1, 2, and the third one is reducing the size of the wall. You can't ask a question on it. It's halacha l'moshe mitzvah. Rav Shimon Savar, Yeshem l'mikra. No, how do you read it? Pasukos is 6. Harei kan sheish, 6. Dal chad kra legufe. Now we're using 1 pasuk. So we're reducing 2. Right? That's a very interesting thing. Pashilu arba.
That makes sense.
Now there are 4 left.
He divided the word.
Shalosh kil chasan. 3. What? Yeah, we've done stranger things than that. I wouldn't be surprised if the Gemara said there were 6. 1, you're left with 5.
Yeah.
Right? And then what do you do with 5? It's too many. As the Hilchitza v'gritza l'revias, v'ukmei tefach. The Hilchitza comes along and says 3 and a little bit. That's the first answer. Second answer, e'bayisema, t'kuli alma yeshem l'mikra. Now everybody holds yeshem l'mikra. V'hacha v'hacha miflagi. And this is what they're arguing about. Mar savar, t'chacham hold sechacha boikra. I need a separate one for the schach. Umar savar, schacha lo boikra. I'm sorry, the chachamim hold that. And Rav Shimon holds, you don't need an extra one for the schach. Therefore, they have an extra one, which is why they have an extra wall. Answer number 3. V'bo yisema, t'kuli alma yeshen l'masaris. I can tell you everyone holds yeshen l'masaris. And when there are 4. V'chacha bal kamiflagi. Mar savar, kiyase hilchasa l'garua. What does that halacha come to do? Comes to take away the wall. Umar Savar, Kiyasi Hilchasa, Lahosif. What does it come to do? It comes to add. This would Lachora violate one of the Rambam's principles, which is you can't have a machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah. That's the principle the Rambam has. Because if you can have a machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah, then what kind of Masorah do we have? You can't have a machlokas about that. This seems to go against that. It's having a machlokas about it. I'm not sure how to answer that question. And the Ibayisim, but the fourth answer is the Kuliyama Kiyasi Hilchasa Lagara. Really, everybody holds, of course, the Halacha L'Moshe. There's no dispute about that. You can't violate the Rambam's rule. You can't have a dispute about everyone holds it comes to reduce the wall. So then the and Yeshem L'Masorah. And everybody holds Yeshem L'Masorah. Which means the question's on Rav Shimon. How does Rav Shimon hold now that there are 3 walls? L'Chorah shouldn't be 2. The answer is V'acha B'darshan Tchilos Kemiflagi. A whole separate machlokas. Do you need one? We said we need one to teach you the din. Who said that? Mar Savar Darshan Tchilos. Rav Shimon holds that. Therefore, I need one to be Darshan Tchilos. Umar Savar and the Chacham hold. Did I say this right?
Yeah.
The other way around. I'm sorry. Mar Savar the Chacham hold Darshan Tchilos. Therefore, they have one less wall. Umar Savar ain't Darshan Tchilos. And the other one holds ain darshan tchilos. Okay, 1 second. This is one more line. Well, we have time. One more line. Rav Masna Amar Tamei Rav Shimon Mihacha. Rav Shimon has a whole different reason. What's it? It says the sukkah Tios Latzel Yomam. This is the pasuk we learned about bees. How you know a sukkah can't be too tall? What does it say? In the future, when Mashiach comes, there'll be a sukkah. Tia Latzel Yomam. The sukkah will be for a protection. Mechorev from the sun. Ulamachase v'lamitzar mizerem u'mimatar from all the elements. And then Rashi points out, ubelo arba mechitzos, and without four walls, lav mechase mizarmu, doesn't protect it from the elements, right? Shaharuach meishev es hazerim derech dofen hapir parut, because the wind will bring the rain in from the open wall. So of course you need four walls. All right, doesn't have to be a complete wall. Doesn't have to be a complete wall. We already know that. Doesn't have to be a complete wall. So if you have three walls and a mashahu, or even a tefach, the rain's coming in. I don't really know how to answer that question, but. But
the roof also doesn't
what?
The roof also doesn't keep the rain out.
They didn't even have rain in that season.
Whatever you can have
right,
on the
walls, right.
If you have schach, the rain's coming in.
I hear you. Just a drasha from Pasuk in Yeshaya. Exactly, we know all too well. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.